Hey everyone, I'm Forrest Stevens, and welcome to the Travel for Nothing, Come Home Rich podcast. Today's guest is Amanda from Amanda Around the Globe on Instagram, and this conversation is a really interesting one. I do apologize for the wind noise. I didn't realize it was that bad when I was recording this, but if you can get through that, there's some quality information in here. Amanda is a digital nomad, and what she does for work is she writes. And what's interesting about her writing career is how it started. And we get into those details in this podcast, but the underlying theme is trusting opportunities when they present themselves. We also talk about leveraging your social media accounts. And for a writer, she actually got writing gigs from her YouTube channel. So through videos, you know, people discover you and then you can get jobs from that. Some other things we talk about is just general budget traveling tips and where she would recommend women to travel. So please enjoy this podcast with Amanda from Amanda Around the Globe.
Hi, I'm Amanda from Amanda Around the Globe. I quit my corporate job 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago now, to travel the world. And I've been to 26 countries now in the last 2.5 years. And I've been working from the road kind of ever since then.
Wow. Wow. So what started that whole, like, what kind of got you, what sparked your interest in traveling and kind of figuring out how to work from the road?
It all started when I was working in California a few years ago, and I had this job that I had always dreamed of having. I had like everything that I had always wanted. I had my own office. I had a salary, like I had a really good job on paper, but when I was going to work, I just dreaded it. I didn't like sitting in an office with no windows and no human communication for 8 hours a day. It just wasn't what I wanted to do for the next 20 or 30 years. And one day I decided I was going to take a trip to Thailand because I'd always wanted to go to Thailand. And until then, I had never kind of prioritized travel. And now I was kind of making enough money to go somewhere. So I took a trip to Thailand by myself to go to this health food festival. And I met some people there that were traveling long term. And they were just like, I've seen people online that traveled long term, but I never met someone in real life that was traveling for an extended period of time. And they were just normal people. And so I thought, if they can do it, why can't I do it? And so, yeah, I went back to work and I really buckled down and I saved really hardcore for like 5 months and then hit the road.
Cool. So you came back, did you have any skills that you thought you could take on the road with you, or did you decide to develop them before you left, or was it like you used your savings to develop those skills while you traveled kind of thing?
I didn't have any kind of skills I thought that I could use while traveling, to be honest. I went back and I saved up and I had this plan worked out where I would travel. I'd save up enough to travel for 1 year, and I traveled on a really tight budget, but when I was traveling, it didn't feel like I was budgeting that much. I just did a lot of things to keep my expenses down. And so I traveled for 1 year off about $14,000 or $15,000. And then after that, I actually kind of got contacted to do a few different things that I didn't realize that I could do. And that was exciting.
Could you walk me
through? So yeah, I did develop some skills, but after about 9 or 10 months of traveling, I moved to Thailand. And when I was in Thailand, I've always really loved writing. I always thought maybe someday I'd be a writer. And I had started a blog when I was first started to travel. And I loved writing. And one day this is so random, but I had a bicycle when I was living in Chiang Mai. And when I was getting ready to move, I made a post on a Facebook group about selling my bicycle. And I got contacted by someone saying that he saw my profile on Facebook from that post. And he looked through my Facebook profile, and I would always write like these really long essays pretty much on Facebook about traveling and all of these things that I was going through. And he said he saw my Facebook profile and he saw my writing and he really liked it. And he wanted to hire me to become a travel writer for his company that was a startup. And yeah, so I started working for them, and then I also got contacted by someone else after I started making YouTube videos about kind of the way that I was living, because I was getting a lot of questions from people at home wondering how I could do this. And so I got contacted by another person asking me if I would write for him about minimalism, because he could see that I was living a minimalist lifestyle. So yeah, I got two jobs just by doing things that I was already doing, and I was so happy about it because I'd always wanted to be a writer and never thought it would be something that I would be able to get paid for.
So were these, that's really cool. So were these articles that you were writing for these two different people, or what kind of writing were you doing for them?
Yeah, so for the minimalist, I was actually writing an entire minimalist series for contact me through YouTube. He has a website about tiny houses, and he wanted to have an entire series about minimalism. So I just wrote an article every week for his website. And the other company, I was editing their travel itineraries. So they kind of had a layout of what they wanted, and I would go through and edit it, because I think the person that was writing them, it was kind of, they weren't native English speakers.
Right.
And yeah, so it just needed a little bit of work. And so I would just kind of fluff it up a bit.
That's awesome. That's a very unexpected job, but something that you were already interested in. And now it looks like you kind of took that even further from the blog. It, like, I checked you out, and it looks like you wrote an ebook as well about and keeping your expenses low, how to kind of do the whole travel thing. Can you tell me a little bit about that book?
Yeah, so when I was in Thailand, I decided I wanted to write a book with everything that I had learned about traveling, because when I wanted to leave to travel, I had to Google so much. I spent so many hours researching all of this stuff about budget travel and like traveling on the road and safety and all of this stuff. And so I decided I just put all of it in one book because I was getting so many questions about it. And so I wrote this book when I was living in Thailand, and it has everything in it that I get questions about. I was so excited about it because it's just one resource for everything you need to know about budget traveling. And it's great because it can apply to even short trips. Basically the whole point of it is to teach people that you can travel more, and travel is more accessible than you think.
That's very cool. What if somebody was interested in making a living while they traveled from writing, like you're doing kind of now, what kind of tips would you give them just right off the bat so that they could get started in doing something like that?
Yeah, a lot of people ask me this, and to be honest, I think that the best thing that you can do is start a website and just start writing everywhere, and just tell everyone that you know that you are looking for writing positions, because a lot of writing jobs are found through people finding you or knowing someone and things like that. There's so many websites that you can look for writing work on, but a lot of those are really competitive, and they're not usually, I haven't had the best luck with those kinds of websites. Usually it's through word of mouth or just finding someone that happens to be looking for a writer.
Right. So it seems like in your case, you kind of niche down your writing, what you write about. You write about minimalism on your blog or traveling. Like you're kind of writing about similar subjects. Am I right on that? Or
yeah.
Okay. So is that something you would also recommend? Something like keeping it really congruent to what you've already written, or kind of jumping all over the place. What would you say would be a good suggestion for a new writer?
I would definitely suggest finding a niche and focusing on that, because once you find a niche and establish yourself as kind of an expert in that field, then people will be more likely to want you as a writer. Because if you're kind of just all over the place, then it's like, what is this person doing? I think it's much easier for people to find you as well if you have a niche.
Yeah. Is there certain types of jobs for writers you think that are more available? Like if somebody's trying to make a living from writing, would you recommend that they try to write try to get jobs writing articles or trying to proofwrite or write an ebook? Is there one avenue over another that you suggest that they focus on?
It really depends on your skills. I think, for example, like copywriting is a really big industry and you can really well in that if you are good at it. But me personally, I am not good at copywriting and I wouldn't be able to go into that field because I just can't do it. I'm much better at writing like articles and blogs and stuff like that. So I think if you have a specific type of writing that you're used to doing, then that will work out the best.
So maybe hone in on your skills and your interests. That makes sense. Pursue that. Yeah,
exactly.
All right. Do you have any tips for people that are wanting to travel on a budget that you could just kind of lay out?
I have so many, but my best tip, I think, is to kind of live like a local while you're traveling. So a lot of people will travel, and especially from America, where I'm from, people will go on vacations and they'll be more of a tourist than a traveler. So they'll be like booking tours and staying at luxury resorts and stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're trying to travel more long term or on a budget, just living more like a local lifestyle will save you so much money. For example, I always choose Airbnbs over hotels. I think it's a better local experience and also usually works out to be way less expensive. I also try to always take public transportation, so I'll take public buses instead of tourist buses, things like that, and eat at local restaurants.
I feel like another thing is that women are often very weary of traveling solo, and it seems like you've been doing some solo traveling. Can you maybe weigh in on some worries that people might have if they're a woman and they've never traveled much before?
Yeah, I think as a woman traveling, it can be really scary, especially if you've never been, you don't know anyone that's been to the countries that you're thinking about going to. I think the best idea is to research the countries that you're going to, because some countries are very, very safe for women traveling alone, and some countries are a little bit more sketchy. Right. So like Southeast Asia, I think it's such a great place to start off as a solo female traveler. It's so safe. I feel safer in Southeast Asia than I feel in America, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
It's so safe. And yeah, it's so funny when people tell me to be careful in Southeast Asia. I'm like, I'm probably safer here than you are there. But yeah, just different places are going to be more safe, and other places you might want to just be a little bit more careful.
So maybe just do some research beforehand on the places you want to go and see. Is that something you would suggest?
Yeah, definitely just do research and look into which places are safer and which places are not.
Cool. If you had to suggest one country that you've been to just a general audience, and what country would it be and why?
I would suggest going to Thailand, because that is the country that first inspired me to travel long term. I think Thailand is so safe, and the best thing about it is that it's a culture shock. It's very different than first world country, but it's also very accessible to tourists. A lot of people speak English there. It's easy to get around. It's inexpensive. And like I said, it's really, really safe. But if you don't want to work like as a digital nomad, there are so many other options. Like, I've done working visas. So a lot of people, I think, don't realize that this is an opportunity. But if you're American or Canadian or from a lot of European countries as well, you can do working visas from so many countries. You can do this. You can do working visa for Americans, especially. I know more about it, obviously, but I've done working visa in Australia and New Zealand, and you can go to that country and work in that country for a year. So if you're not interested in going the digital nomad route or doing something online, there's always other options.
Very cool. Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah. Thanks for being on the podcast, Amanda.
Thank you for having me.
Right on.
Before I let everybody go, I just wanted to mention that I might be taking a brief hiatus from the weekly uploads of this podcast. I've just been swamped with my current project, which, if you don't know, I am hitchhiking to Alaska with some friends of mine, some YouTubers, some Instagrammers, some filmmakers, and we are making a whole slew of projects, one being a feature documentary, the other being a travel series and a YouTube video series. So there's lots going on, lots of preparation going into that, and I just haven't been able to keep up with the weekly alternative living doc and the podcast. And I'm just going to take a brief hiatus from the podcast to focus on just providing that one video a week while I get this trip underway. If you are interested in more about that trip, there is a link in the description to an Indiegogo campaign I have made to fund this project and kind of include the community more or less into it. There's amazing perks and prizes for anybody that's interested in supporting a local filmmaker achieve their dreams. So thanks everybody for watching and listening to this podcast, and I look forward to sharing more with you when there is more to share.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.